do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
People are going to judge. It's all good.
A very warm welcome to Our Spirited Life, the broadcast for women who simply will not settle. This season, for the next 8 weeks, we're talking about life in our third act, our third chapter, indeed owning our third act. And today I am really delighted to welcome the beautiful Yvonne Bignall, who, as an award-winning women's health advocate and self-care coach, inspires women to confidently live a healthy life. I love that, Yvonne, and welcome.
Oh, Susie, thank you so much. It's an absolute joy and pleasure to be with you.
Oh, bless you. And I know that you're used to this sort of thing because you actually appear on a radio station, don't you? Do you have your own show?
I do. I actually have two shows.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm greedy like that. So I have a wonderful show called Women's Power Hour, where I get to showcase amazing women in the health and wellness space. Mm-hmm. And I then have a show called The Energizer Show, which is far more about sharing what's going on in the local community and having lots of great music. Because I am somebody who loves music. Music inspires and lifts me all the time.
Me too. And I know also you are just the epitome of energy. And I love the fact that that's what you're wanting to help other women achieve. Because without energy, gosh, life's a struggle sometimes. So please tell us some of your achievements rather than me reading them all out. And what I'd also like to know, what motivated you to strive for these in the past years?
Yeah, do you know, it's been really interesting, Susie. If I go to the strive bit, because actually I was made redundant in 2004. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those moments where I was in a job that I wanted to leave, but I hadn't done anything about it. I was comfortable. I mean, that's the honest thing. And then I was made redundant. So, of course, it just happened to me. I thought, be careful what you wish for, because it will find a way to you one way or another. and in that moment, I just thought, do you know what? This is the best thing that could have happened to me, because now I'm where I was wishing I was. I'm in a place of blank canvas. What now? And without going into everything that happened, but really that blank canvas gave me the opportunity and the space to start exploring me and finding out who I was and what mattered to me. And actually, in those 15 years since being made redundant and actually starting to work for myself, you know, I've won Train of the Year Award, a UK run training consultancy. I have done the London Marathon, which I did for my 50th birthday. I became an award-winning women's health advocate in 2017. Mm-hmm. I became an author in 2017, or published author in 2017. And so it goes on. I mean, there are just so many things. And it's just that I feel like, here's the thing. Here's this blank canvas. I can now put on it whatever I choose.
That's fabulous. But you were authentically, in a way, ready for that, because you were a Miss Universe, I don't want to call it bodybuilding, but so but you were into real health and fitness in the 90s, weren't you?
Absolutely. I was in health and fitness from about the age of 19. That's when I first went into the world of health and fitness as a career. And in 1996, I started competing, and it was fitness figure, but it's in the world of bodybuilding, but the class that I was in was called fitness figure. And I spent 2 years on that circuit. And it was mind blowing. I mean, it was such a wonderful confidence building experience, because, you know, to be able to go on stage in not very much clothing is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
And be so exposed to people who are there to critique you. So
judge you. Know, you. Yes.
Yes. That is the whole purpose of them being there. I mean, it's just like, you know, once you've done something like that, it kind of does open you up to, well, what else? You know, why not?
Yeah.
It's a little bit like after childbirth. I'm thinking after childbirth, going swimming, I'd just get all my kit off and not care. I think once you've had babies, it takes you to another level of, oh, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's such an empowering feeling. And I really, and that for me, those 2 years just gave me that. And if I thought, actually, I won awards, I won about 15 awards in those 2 years, and I made it to the Miss Universe 2 years in a row, which was amazing, you know, on stage with these women with phenomenal bodies. I mean, I'm like, whoa, absolutely amazing. But for my takeaway is that just do it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
People are going to judge. It's all good.
So the London Marathon. In 2015, what motivated you to do that?
It was my 50th birthday year, and it was my present to myself, which may seem like a really odd present to give to yourself.
It does.
Marathon. But you know what? What it was, I really wanted to say, listen, you talk health and fitness, it's your thing, it's your go-to. So demonstrate that it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter. You can, if you set yourself up for the win, you will definitely achieve. And that's what I really wanted to do. Like, you know, come on, do the 16-week training program, go do the London Marathon. No, you must do it in this time. None of those kind of things that tend to pen us in and then make us think that we can't. And off I went and did it. And I had the most amazing day. I mean, so many fantastic people.
Oh yes, I can imagine. I only get as far as watching it on TV, but the atmosphere must be amazing, actually. Yes. Being there. So your best-selling book, and I love this title, Suck It Up or Change. That's just brilliant. And I know on the cover it's got a rather high heel of a red shoe, or red shoe with very high heels, which,
yes,
I'm not, you know, I'd love to know a bit about that as well. Where did you write that? Was that after the Miss Universe thing?
Oh gosh, yes, that was 2017.
Okay.
So far more recently. And it was actually part of a group that I was in. I was in a group of coaches, and we were really just developing our own online presence and our programs. And part of the process was to write a book, and it was a great opportunity actually to just reflect on this journey that I've had since working for myself, and you know, what were the principles that I've been, that have been guiding me in that period of time. And and the book was really about the 7F principles, so the principles that I used to free myself, I believe, that's what I like to say, you know, free myself from all the shackles of what we're told we should be, must be, must have.
Yes, should. That word should.
Yes.
I try not to use it in the dictionary for me or for anybody else, actually.
Exactly. And yes, so this book was really born of that. And it was talking about how when we don't have, whatever our set of principles are, but if we don't look after them from a health perspective, they damage us, you know. It's that thing about understanding that if we're not taking care of any element of our life, be that the, you know, friends and family, that was one of the F's, be it having fun, be it health and fitness, be it being fearless, be it having freedom, any of those things, if we don't look after them, they will find a way to show up in our body in some way. You know, ill health doesn't come from nowhere.
Oh, exactly.
It comes from somewhere. And yeah, it was a very simplistic book, but really saying, listen, whether you choose these 7 principles or you go and build your own, have some that work for you.
Yes.
And embed them into the way that you live your life.
I love that. That's brilliant. So what do you think can be accomplished in our third act as individuals and maybe as a collective?
Oh, so much, Susie. So much.
How long have we got?
Goodness, yeah. Let's have a year here. So I think as individuals, it's about understanding that we are at a prime place in our lives to do anything. And I just want to emphasize anything that we truly want to do. You know, most of the women that I work with are still working from what society has dictated
oh yes
they should be doing, how they should be living. We're going back to the should again. And really, my job or my work and my passion is helping them to unravel all of those shoulds and start working from a place of could. What could I be doing?
Love
what
it.
Do I want? What's my desire? What's my dream? And so I think as individuals, we have the capacity to just get the blank canvas and start throwing our paint on it and letting it hit wherever we want it to. And that's just a joyful experience.
Oh, it is. And you describe things so well and with such enthusiasm as well as energy. So do you think the collective element comes into the Nordic walking that you do?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, so the collective is about when we can come together and, you know, we are energy. So, you know, if I'm energy and I'm with you, Susie, and we sit down, we're creating something greater with more energy. Mm-hmm. So imagine what that looks like when there's a team, you know, mm-hmm. and it spreads and there's this group. And Nordic walking actually happens to be something that I do for work, but also something I do for absolute pleasure. It takes me into nature. We get to connect in nature, which in and of itself has this beautiful, wonderful energy that fills us up and replenishes us. And that whole thing about being a collective, we come together, it's social, we talk, we share thoughts and ideas, we laugh. I mean, I just think that women who, and not just women, but as we come together as women, if we can collaborate and bring all of our wonderfulness to the table, we can shift this world in ways that are beyond our current imagination.
Yes, and it is much needed. And I think there's that element I talked about this before, the energy of the vibe and coming together. It's a vibration, we're an individually a vibration, but raising the vibe, raising our game, yes. raising our energy, we can do so much. And I'm hoping that alongside your broadcasts and what you do, our spirited life will get out there and help and enthuse women to make a difference to themselves, but to others as well. And so thank you, because I think that's a lovely, lovely way to describe what a collective can do. And yes, and first of all, ban that nasty little word, should.
Yes.
So what motivates you, and I probably know this, but might be a silly question, what motivates you to evolve and keep growing?
Passion for life, really. I mean, I feel incredibly blessed. Every day for me is just another opportunity. I feel very blessed every day that I wake up. And some of that comes from my faith. Some of that comes from my family life and how I've been brought up. You know, my mum and dad, massively impactful in the way that I look at the world and being kind, you know. And yeah, I just have a zest for living. I just think that every single day is a gift. And it's like, here's a gift for you. What are you going to do with it?
Oh,
who are you going to serve? And how are you going to serve yourself? I mean, it's not just about what goes out. It's about what I put in.
Yes, absolutely. I remember speaking with one of our guests and thinking and mentioning, is this time, do you think, to give back? And she said, well, yes, but actually, this is my time now. It's time for me. And I totally agree with that. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, is there? Because it has to begin with you. There's the saying,
yes.
Charity begins at home. Well, I think, you know, compassion begins with yourself. And so
yeah.
I try, and it does come automatically sometimes, but even before I open my eyes in the morning, I smile, because
yes.
that's a very good place to start the day. So,
absolutely.
Role models. Let's talk role models. You must have some. I'd love to hear about them.
Yes, I have. And I have to say, you know, my mother and my father, amazing role models. I mean, my dad passed away in 2013, but everything that he was as a human being is still very much alive and with me. You know, my parents are so kind, so generous, so loving, you know, and I understand now how fortunate I have been to have that in my life. You know, I mean, that is not the norm for everybody. And I treasure that they were so united in as a couple that they gave their children all of themselves. I mean, literally the outpouring of love that we've had is immeasurable. And that has, that definitely gave me an amazing platform to work for. Don't, you know, it didn't stop me from going off track and making mistakes, because that's all part of growing and evolving too. Mm-hmm. But always supportive, you know, they were always an amazing safety net. And so for them, I am truly.
That is lovely. So what a wonderful place to begin with your parents as role models.
Yes.
And so externally then, do you have any particular ones who've motivated you or supported you?
I do. I mean, in terms of people who've supported me, that list could go on for a very, very long time. Yeah. So I'm going to use some that are out there that everyone will know in some shape or form, and a little bit of why. And I want to start with Madonna, actually, because when I say this to people, they're like, Madonna, how did that work? Madonna is a role model for me is really to do with the fact that she did an amazing speech back in 2016 at the Billboard Awards, which she won. And she spent 10 minutes talking about the abuse and the hardship that she was going through in those very early years of her career. Now, of course, we just saw her singing on stage, entertaining, doing all this wonderful stuff. But in the background, she was dealing with a lot of misogyny. She was getting a lot of backlash. The fact that she was outspoken was not well greeted within the industry. And actually not very well, not even accepted in the public. She got a lot of, I think, hate speech from women and men. And when she did this talk, you could feel it. I mean, I could literally feel her heart in my own chest, because she spoke about all of those people on her journey who supported her, and all of the people who didn't support her. Thank you. It was just thank you, because for those naysayers and haters and the people who abused her, you drove her to be the massive success that she is today. The people who loved her, they still fill her up. She's just like, thank you for that wonderful energy, because you have driven me too. And so she's just used this energy, good and bad, if that's the way to define it, to keep going.
She's very good at reinventing herself as well. And so I think moving on when something doesn't serve you, but also for the fun of it, her outrageousness and her costumes, I think she's been an inspiration to many. And I'll put that speech, the link to it, in the text that will accompany this broadcast so that our audience can look that up easily. So excellent. I think that's a wonderful example of a role model. And I love what you say about using the good and the bad to drive you. And it is that grit. And I think that is a fabulous example, actually, of using it in a positive way. Any other role models you want to share?
I do. I mean, Oprah Winfrey instantly jumps to my mind.
Yes.
Here is a woman who came from poverty, came from an abused childhood, had a plan. You know, she wanted to be on air. She wanted to have a radio show. And oh my goodness, she just evolved into, well, you know, she's just larger than life now. Mm. And she has helped, but she has also helped so many women come into the public eye. You know, when she does her book club, and you know, she's raising people's profiles. She's because if Oprah says this book is good, oh my goodness, everybody goes off to get it.
And she, I was doing some research for a presentation that I was giving about self-esteem, because as you know, self-worth, self-image, body confidence, self-love is something I'm very passionate about helping people with. And Oprah actually said, low self-esteem is the biggest problem the world faces today. And I find that incredibly sad, but also it's very important to talk about it and to see what we can all do about it.
Absolutely. And I think that's that whole point of, you know, being showing up as role models and also creating platforms, much like what you are doing, Susie. Thank you so much. To show and listen, you don't have to settle. You don't have to spend the rest of your life feeling or being less than. You are immense and you are great. You are immense and you are great. And actually, it's about deciding that I'm going to just step into it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it will feel like, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I guarantee
that in doing so, you will discover things about yourself that you just thought, wow.
Has that
all just been sitting inside of me all this time?
I think that, and I have learned this, it's better late than never. It is never, ever too late. So Absolutely. That brings us nicely on to, what do you think are the advantages and maybe disadvantages of starting something new later in our lives?
Definitely from the advantage perspective, it's the amount of experience and knowledge that we bring to the table. And it's really interesting because until you sit down and you actually go backtrack, you know, think about all the jobs that you've had and all the different things that you've done in each of those jobs. Think about all the conversations you've had and the things that you've spoken about. Think about all the books that you've read, the courses you've been on. I mean, and suddenly you think, I am a walking encyclopedia and I didn't even know it. there's so much. There's so much.
Is it correct in thinking that we each have around 50,000 thoughts a day, some of which will have been plumbed into us, and so therefore we can use what we've learned to monitor our thoughts and take ourselves forward, even by using our thoughts and our thought patterns?
So definitely, Susie, I think 50, 60,000 thoughts a day, a lot of them recycled, replaying, some of them not serving us well. So it's also important that we raise our awareness so that we can start seeing those things that are keeping us small or attempting to keep us small.
Self-talk.
Absolutely. But then using the ones that are there to serve us for our higher self to start stepping forward. You know, and I think this thing about stepping forward, you know, really kind of stepping into ourselves, understand it's a step at a time. It's not a big leap, it doesn't have to be. I mean, if you get the opportunity to have a big leap, fantastic. But generally speaking, it's just these little steps that we need to take. And if we're taking them daily, our lives change and we suddenly realize, oh my gosh, how did I get here? And it just goes back to that day that you took that first step.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep on learning for life.
Yes.
So in our busy lives, how can we actually make time for self-care? Because as women, perhaps maybe not quite so much as we get older, I don't know, I think perhaps that depends on the individual, but we tend to put ourselves at the bottom of the list for whatever reason that is. So how can we make time? Because there is always time to be made. So I guess the first instance is actually to choose to make time.
And for self-care?
Definitely. So for me, when I think about self-care, it's a choice between, do I want to take care of myself or don't I? The easy answer for that is, well, yes, of course I do. Then, okay, then already there's no excuse not to. Because once you've acknowledged that taking care of yourself is something that you need to do, whatever else it is that you want to do, whether you want to help other people, whatever job or career or business that you have, you need energy to do any of those things.
Yes.
And the energy comes from self-care. If you treat yourself like the empty battery, what can you do? Not an awful lot. If you choose yourself as the energized battery, wow, how much more can you do?
Yes, yeah.
You just do it. You do it because it's important. It's like a doctor's appointment. It's like a dentist appointment. It's something that you schedule, you make time for.
So actually, you can make an appointment with yourself.
Yes.
To indulge. I used to, part of a talk I used to give was, and I still believe it, the art of indulgence. And the word to indulge is described as the essential animating, that's spirit. And the word to indulge is described as allowing oneself to enjoy the pleasure of. And I know that when I pushed myself far too hard and didn't listen to my body and didn't exercise in self-care, it made me ill. And when you're ill and when you're lacking in energy, you can't actually be who you're meant to be and who you know you really are. Because I'm quite bubbly and tiggerish, and when you feel ill and you don't have any energy, you're just not. You can't be that bubbly, happy, jolly self. And that doesn't do anybody any good, because actually when you look after yourself, everybody around you is much happier as well when you're happy. And I think particularly that's for women. I once learnt that women in a family are the barometers for the family of...
Absolutely.
That kind of care and happiness. So,
absolutely,
time is going very, very fast. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about with self-care?
Well, what I wanted to say, and this is a message to women, because, you know, as mothers, sisters, daughters, whatever roles that we have, if we have children, and if we have daughters in particular, we are their role models, you know, and it's, what do we want to role model? Do we want to tell them it's okay to burn yourself out for the good of everybody else? Or do we want to tell them, take care of you? Take care of you. It's essential in order for you to achieve all the other things that you want in your life. We have to, if we pose ourselves that question, that already helps us to engage with the importance of putting ourselves at the top of our to-do lists.
Fantastic. I love that. Which leads me nicely actually onto your three top tips or one big takeaway for our audience.
Well, I have got three.
You've given us a lot of tips and just your passion and enthusiasm for this, the importance of energy is fantastic, but I'm sure you've got something that you can share.
Yeah, now these are simple, and one of them I've kind of already noted, I've already said, and it's about self-care is essential. Therefore, schedule daily appointments for yourself.
Yeah.
For self-care. Now, whether that's to go to bed an hour earlier so that you feel more refreshed in the morning, whether it's to take 15, 20 minutes away from the family to just be with you and just to be thankful for you and what you bring to the table, whether it's a walk out in nature, it doesn't matter what it is. It's just the things that fill you up, that remind you of how important you are. Essential.
Beautiful.
The second thing is get out of your own way. Because a lot of the time, it's, yeah, but, and there's always a but, and there's this valid reason why you cannot create this space of time for yourself. If you keep on operating from this place of limiting beliefs, you will keep on being stuck, and you will never give yourself the love, the time, and the self-appreciation that you deserve. So get out of your own way. You know, we can, you would never allow other people to do that. So why would you do it to yourself?
I love that you've said self-appreciation. I talk in my business about self-care and self-love, and sometimes self-love for some people is a step too far. And so self-appreciation, I think, is a wonderful way to begin.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. And it's essential, you know, learning to appreciate who you are and what you do and how you serve and help is massive. And then the third thing, which I know, Susie, will be right up your street. I think we're completely, I mean, we're on the same page in many ways, but this is about have fun, please, please. However, whatever fun means to you, create time for it. Fun is that thing that just makes you feel so joyful and full and blessed. And whether it's the things that you do with your partner or your children or your friends or by yourself, have fun. It kind of just reminds you that life is not just this one level must do, work must do, must do.
Yes.
Breathe.
Yes.
And that brings us so beautifully in back to music, because I love music, I love to dance, and I have been known to start my day, if a particular song that just makes me want to move comes on the radio, before I've got dressed, to dance around madly in my bedroom, completely naked, which makes me laugh anyway. I've got a couple of big mirrors in my bedroom, and I just think, nobody's looking. And it's that lovely saying, dance as if nobody's looking. And I do that. And of course, movement. Fun, which leads me beautifully into your song choice that lifts and uplifts and empowers you. And you've chosen, I know this song, which is a lovely part about this broadcast, actually, because I'm being introduced to some wonderful new music, as is our audience. And so please introduce it and tell us why you've chosen this one.
This one. Because there are so many I could have chosen, Susie, I have to be honest.
I know.
But this particular one, it's called Happy Face, and it's by Destiny's Child. And I'm not even sure if it was ever one of their hit songs. However, whenever I hear it and I use it, because if I go out running, I tend to play it. It literally feeds me from the inside out, because it's about having a happy face. It's about opening your eyes and appreciating everything in life, because we do get pulled down by very difficult circumstances, and I'm not saying that they aren't important, and they shouldn't affect us. That's not what I'm saying. However, there are always things that can uplift us. And I'm all about noticing those things. And a lot of that is about being out in nature. And so this song for me just reconnects me with nature and about appreciating all the wonderfulness that we have in life all the time.
And, you know, the song Happy Face is reflected in yours. It truly is.
Bless you.
So thank you so much for sharing all that wisdom and warmth and energy, Yvonne. It's been absolutely wonderful having you on today. Thank you.
Just a joy. It's a joy and a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's a joy.
I'm sure you'll inspire many. Bless your heart. For more inspiration and ideas on how to live a truly spirited and energetic life, just press subscribe. And if you'd like to continue the conversation, I will put details of how accompanying this broadcast with all the things that Yvonne has mentioned today. So stay fabulous, stay well, and see you again soon.
If you enjoyed this broadcast, please remember to like and subscribe. And to enjoy fabulous extra value, just click the link to our membership page.